This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. And before we dive into this powerful episode, I want to be very clear, in addition to putting an explicit warning on the show, which I do if I use a curse word. I try not to do that, but sometimes, especially if I'm sharing a different conversation, there might be a curse word. And usually I let that explicit warning be enough, but I wanted to emphasize it again as I kick off the show. This is a part of a conversation I had with a group of people from the Primal Potential Masters Club. I reached out to one person to ask if I could share her part of the conversation. She said yes. I've had a very long-standing relationship with this individual, and so I tend to be more casual in my language. And also, because I know how important this struggle is for her to overcome, it's something she's been battling with for as long as I have known her. I did, knowing her and knowing this struggle and knowing how critical it is for her happiness, get very direct, and I use the F word. So I wanted to just say, for those of you that listen with kids in the car or kids around, listen to this one on your own if you're sensitive about the language that your kids hear, or pop in headphones. I just wanted to be clear, there are a few curse words, and I know for sure that I do say the F word in this podcast, which is very atypical. So I want to make sure, out of respect for you guys, to make that clear out of the gate. So, as I mentioned in episode 480, and then again, maybe 481, 482, as well as 484, I'm doing these rebranding, personal rebranding coaching calls with the Primal Potential Masters Club. And they are so fun and they are so important. And the other day, we had a fantastic conversation about negative self-talk. Afterwards, I reached out and said, can I share this? So this amazing, beautiful, wonderful member of the Primal Potential Masters Club, her name is Tamar, agreed to let me share part of our conversation. Just to give you guys some background here, Tamar has lost and kept off a tremendous amount of weight for years and years. She is beautiful. She is smart. She is talented. She has a full, rich life. And she is mean to herself. She is critical of the way she looks. And this is something she and I have talked about for a couple of years probably. So when she introduced this as the way she wants to create her rebrand, I was all for it. But I also felt a very real responsibility to help her understand that this has to go from the realm of being an idea, the idea of I shouldn't be such a jerk to myself, to a practice. Because this isn't a new idea for her, just as it's not a new idea for most of us. And it's going to take hard work, the same kind of hard work, but maybe even harder, that changing her diet and nutrition, or her diet and her lifestyle, required years ago. So I want to just say, for people who listen and say, oh, Elizabeth, you were being so harsh. I was being direct for a couple of reasons. One, this is really important. Your happiness is on the line. And I care about her and I love her and I need her to take this seriously for the sake of her well-being. The other part of it too is, I know her. We've worked together for a long time, and I always try. She's a tough cookie. She's a strong woman. I try to read people. There are other people in the Masters Club that I wouldn't necessarily be as direct with, either because of where they are in their journey or their personality, but don't worry. She's a tough cookie. She can take it, and maybe it's not the right message for you right now, but maybe it will be, at some point. Just to give you a little teaser, at one point I told her that if she continues talking to herself the way she has been, she's rotting from the inside. Right on the outside, life is great. She's beautiful. She's strong. She's healthy. She has a very blessed life that she's created and she's worked hard for. But none of that is going to fulfill her if there's this darkness and this ugliness inside. So we're pretty direct on this call. I think it's important that you hear it. It's all about how we treat ourselves. Not accepting ourselves as perfect. That's not it at all. We can desire more and better for our health and our bodies and our lives and everything without being unkind. It's not either I accept myself fully as I am or I hate my body. It's I will be kind as I create my best life. I will not be better to strangers than I am to myself. I hope you enjoy the conversation. I think you won't see me on the other side. It's a little bit of a mic drop moment, and I think it's strongest that way. Have a really great day. I'll talk to you soon.
I've been like rolling around in this for a minute. Like it has not changed, and yep. I'm ready for it to change. And so when I posted this in our group, and the other person posted it too. This Is Me. It's a song from The Greatest Showman. And from the moment I heard that song, like I had tears in my eyes. I was watching the video and I just struck a chord in me. And I can't understand, couldn't understand why it struck such a chord in me, because nobody makes fun. This is about the circus performers, and they all had different unique things about them, and people were putting them down and they were coming out with this song, This Is Me. You know, I make no apologies, this is me, you know. And so I'm like, how is that striking me like that? Because I never had anybody talk to me like that so that I would have to say, this is me. And yeah. Then I realized what it was. It was me.
Yeah.
It was me saying those things. It was me that I needed.
Tearing yourself down.
Yes, it was me. And it's funny because I did start out, you know, we've talked about this before. I've started out like in a bad marriage and stuff. But, you know, that dude's long gone, okay, almost 20 years. And anyone else who might have picked on me for some reason, they're gone. But somehow I picked up the gauntlet and continued to try to live that way. So I really feel that this is me is something I'm telling myself, not in the way of not continuing to try to improve, but like, you know, like sometimes I'll break myself down or like one of the lyrics is, I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars, run away, they say, but no one will love you as you are. And what it is that voice, Tamar, is talking to me on a constant basis. And what I need to keep telling her is, this is me. Mm-hmm. This is me. And I don't have to be perfect, and I have scars, and I don't have to be ashamed to be seen. This is me, and I'm worthy. I am glorious. So that just resonated with me. That particular song resonated with me. That actually resonates with me because on one other thing too, a while back, I've been on this weight loss thing for a while. I was studying, I want to say, I can't think of her name, but anyway, she has this course. And one of the exercises was for your fat self to talk to your skinny self. And I thought it was kind of woo-woo to do that, but I wrote this 5-page letter, and poor fat Tamar was like, why are you so mean to me? You know, I'm here because you called me into existence. For some reason, I serve some purpose to you. Why do you talk to me like this? Why are you so mean? So it's been going on for a while, and I think that this is me. Every time I hear the song, or now when I look in the mirror and think something negative about myself, I'm, this is me. I earned these battle scars. So that's kind of where I'm at with that right now.
I love that. And I'm so glad to hear it, because this is something you and I have had conversations about, because to me, your unhappiness comes from you. Like when you are in a low moment, you self-inflicted that.
Yeah.
And not even because you did something wrong. Like, I am all for holding yourself accountable and not letting yourself off the hook. If you really fuck up, But you didn't, and you haven't. But you're not kind to yourself. And I know for sure that the way you speak to yourself internally and the standards you hold yourself to, you wouldn't hold anybody else to. And honestly, if you would, then that's a whole nother issue, but I don't believe that's who you are, right?
No.
Like if you went to the beach with a bunch of your friends, would you ever feel like a friend of yours should not ever dare wear shorts because she has cellulite?
No, I would never think
that. In fact, you would probably celebrate her for rocking shorts confidently.
That's exactly what I would do, because I don't think I've worn shorts since I was 14.
But my point is, how dare you hold how you treat others to a higher standard than how you treat yourself?
Yes.
You know? And the idea that, you know I'm not perfect. Perfect doesn't exist. That is, it's not like, oh, well, you know I'm not perfect, but nobody's striving for that. There's no such thing. It's like, I know I'm not a unicorn, but I mean, I can rock a high ponytail. Dude, you know, like, it's just so insane.
Yeah.
It's so insane. Perfect doesn't exist, but you are robbing joy from yourself by choosing to be a dick to yourself.
Yes.
So I love this for you, and I'm excited to see you do this work, because I believe that this work is going to be harder than the nutrition work and the fitness work that you've done.
It is.
But you've got to do it, or you're forever going to have a darkness in you that hurts.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is a great idea for you, but what I want to caution you is that it can very easily stay just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stay in the critical place, and you can stay in the mean place, but it is about, you know, we hold ourselves to standards in terms of how we treat other people. Like if we see somebody be rude to a waiter or a waitress in a restaurant, we don't like that person. Like, who do you think you are? But I want people to take it just as seriously and be just as offended when that voice is turned inward. If you and I were at the beach together and you were saying the things about, well, I can't wear shorts because of my legs, to me, I would have no relationship with you. I wouldn't want to be your friend. I wouldn't work with you. I wouldn't, like, I would want nothing to do with you. And we think, well, I would never do that to somebody else, but you are.
Yeah.
And so it's serious business. And that's why I'm pushing this so hard, because the idea of I need to be kinder to myself is not a new one to you.
No, it's not.
And so the this is me has to go from I know this and I want this and I'm ready for this to I am choosing this change. Just like Tanya with today, right? Mm-hmm. Today is the day. There is no off day for being nice to yourself. There is no off day for working on overcoming this really harsh, unkind meanness to yourself, which is even more egregious than if you were to think those things about somebody else or say those things about somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to give yourself a pass because you wouldn't ever say it to somebody else. It is a big damn deal that for decades you've been doing this to yourself. And it's got to stop.
Yeah, 50 years.
It's got to stop.
Yeah.
It's not even like a, it's just who I am, it's just how I am, because we wouldn't accept that from ourselves if it's how we talk to other people. Mm-hmm. Like, we wouldn't be like, yeah, I just walked up to that girl and told her she was fat and ugly, but it's just who I am. I've been doing it for 50 years. That wouldn't fly.
No.
And so it cannot fly when it's inward. But we tend to let it, like, I don't know, I've just always thought this way. You need to see it through the lens of you are a person, so you are treating a person terribly. And it would not be okay if that person was not you. And it is not okay because that person is you.
Yes, that's true.
You know, if you walked into a group of friends and somebody that you know was attacking the looks of somebody else, you wouldn't tolerate it. You would be like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't talk to her that way.
Right.
And it wouldn't be negotiable. It wouldn't matter if this is how I talk to everybody. Nope. Mm-hmm. So I want you to take it as seriously with yourself. And again, the only reason I'm emphasizing this is because I know you've known this.
Oh, yeah. I know, Elizabeth. I know.
So it's time to change it. And it's not going to be easy.
Well, right now, the way I put it into practice is if I look at myself or I hear if I recognize I'm saying something about myself, I'm like, this is me.
Yeah.
This is me. And this is how I'm showing up.
And also, too, like, what would you say if you were standing in front of that mirror, but what you saw was somebody else who looks a lot like you, right? Mm-hmm. So somebody else who's your age and your height and your weight. Here's what I know for damn sure. You'd be like, girl, you look good. You don't look your age. I'm serious. If you were standing across from somebody that was your age and your height and your build and your body composition, and she took her clothes off, you would be like, honey, get it. Good for you. You've lost how much weight and you've kept it off for how long?
Yeah.
This is you. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's not just like, oh, this is me, like an Eeyore sort of, well, here I am. If it was somebody else with all your dimensions and all your history, you, right? Am I wrong? You would be proud of that person.
I would be very proud of them.
You would celebrate that person. Even if they were half your age, you would celebrate them. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
So this is me. I don't want it to turn into, well, it is what it is. Because I could see that being the tone.
Yeah, that's why it was sort of an odd, for me, it was kind of odd to even pick this because of the way it's normally used. But if you look at, if I was the bearded lady.
Right.
And I was saying that, and someone was saying that to me, which is what happens. They say, this is me. I make no apologies. I'm glorious.
Right.
And so that's the way it has to be. I have to be realizing that there's a mean person inside that's saying these things about me, and it's making me miserable. I have such a great life. All my areas of my life are really, really great. And I think that's why it's so much easier to see it now than I did when stuff was all shitty, you know?
Right.
I had plenty of places to put it. But now I'm making this stuff up.
I'm making myself
miserable.
It's rotting from the inside.
Yes, it is.
That's what happens. And I want you to think about it as that insidious, because it is. You are rotting from the inside when you choose to show up that way. And you can have everything around you be amazing, because you do have a great life. But it doesn't matter if you are not taking care of yourself.
I like what you say about I get no days off on this. This is no days off for being nice to myself.
Nope. You wake up bloated, so what?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean, it's like if you and I went out together and I woke up bloated, would you be like, you shouldn't wear those pants?
No.
Mm-mm. Never.
I'm overly nice to people who put themselves down. And I get very angry when other people put others down because I think about, I know how that person feels when you say that to them.
Yep.
So I'm ferocious about it, really. People really realize that's not something to really, and then when women put themselves down because they're not as far along or whatever, then I always have an encouraging word to say, you know, always, because I want to love them because I know how they're feeling inside, and I should not be any different to anyone else. And tomorrow, she deserves that.
It's not just shouldn't be, it's can't be, because you're not a hypocrite.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I have been, though, the way I talk to myself.
And that's got to end, because you're rotting from the inside.
Yes, yes. And this is what's left, Elizabeth. This is the big hurdle left.
I know.
This is the big habit left. I kind of got the other ones down, but this habit right here has to stop.
I know.
day.
So. This is your work. That's why I said this is going to be a bigger project for you than even the weight loss was.
Yeah, because nobody even knows I'm fighting it.
Not but, true. I know. We know.
I mean, you know, because you're my tribe, but I'm just talking about, and you know what? I bet you if you talk to, anyway, that's, I've taken enough time. This, thank you for confirming that I was seeing the right thing here.
Absolutely. And you've got to now put in the work. You've got to buckle down and do the work.
Yes. I'm going to post about this in the group as I go through the days.
I'm glad. Okay. I'm really glad. I think that's important. You know, just one last thing on this before we jump over to Sarah. One of the things that I think we all have an opportunity to influence is, you know, we're not 16 years old in high school, our body's changing and we're insecure. And so everything is about, you know, how we look slightly different than our friends and all of that. We are damn grown women and we can set an example for our own communities. We can set an example for our children. We can set an example for the men in our lives and the boys in our lives that we're just damn beyond that. Mm-hmm. It is not about the way your belly looks this morning. And it is not like it, we are more than this. And it doesn't mean we don't want to improve ourselves. Right. That's not it at all. But the critical nature of assessing somebody's worth because of their body, it's damn done. But if we participate in it, it's not done. Right. And so we have to say, okay, we're not 12 anymore. It's time to grow up and set an example that this is not how we will represent the way a body should be thought about. Male, female, young, old, bigger, smaller, we have a responsibility here to be the example so that this shit doesn't continue to plague people, especially women, until they're damn dead.
Right, right. Hear, hear.
Good.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.